currently plus one and partly cloudy. I'm Miller Reynolds with 91X News. The power is back on after an outage in Prince Edward County last night. Renee Rogers has more.
A power outage around 8 o'clock last evening left more than 9,600 homes in the area around Picton in Prince Edward County without power. Nancy Shattuck, a spokesperson for Hydro One, says the outage was caused by broken insulators. She's unsure whether those broken insulators were a result of freezing rain.
Insulators can fail for numerous reasons, and wind or storms are sometimes a big cause of reasons why they would fail.
Power was restored a little after midnight. Environment Canada does not expect precipitation today and is calling for a high of plus four. Renee Rogers, 91X News, Belleville.
A collision on Highway 7 is currently under investigation. Early this morning, Caledar officers of the OPP responded to a serious motor vehicle collision approximately a kilometer and a half east of Caledar. A passenger bus followed by a tractor trailer were traveling westbound on Highway 7. The tractor trailer pulled out to pass and struck an eastbound tractor trailer. The bus was struck by one of the tractor trailers. The driver of the bus, one of his passengers, and one of the drivers of the tractor trailers were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Highway 7 is closed between Highways 41 and 38. The NDP are moving ahead with a home heating bill the Liberals say will not come up for a final vote. New Democrats will introduce a bill this afternoon to take the provincial portion of the HST off home heating. The Tories say they will support the bill, and the two parties have the votes for it to pass in the minority legislature. But the Liberals have the power to stop the bill from getting to a final vote, and say that's just what they will do. Protesters bowed to the inevitable today as authorities armed with a court approval moved into downtown Park to dismantle the Occupy Toronto camp. The arrival of police and bylaw officers appeared to come as a relief to the shrinking number of activists who had waited nearly two nights for authorities to enforce a city notice to take the camp down. An Associated Press survey indicates that the U.S. Occupy protests have rung up a pretty hefty tab. Shirley Smith reports that aside from policing, cleaning, and repairing property at dozens of 24-hour encampments, cities also have had to monitor frequent rallies and protests.
The spending comes as the cash-strapped police departments have cut overtime budgets, travel, and training to respond to the recession. But city officials say they have no choice but to bring in extra officers or hold officers past their shifts to handle the gatherings and marches in a way that protects free speech rights and public safety.
The Occupy movement has cost local American taxpayers at least $13 million since the protest began. That's 91X News to 201. Here's Steph Crozier with sports.
In the OHL, Brampton and Mississauga finished their game, and the Battalion battled back and won the game 5-3. The three stars of the game was Barclay Goodrow of Brampton, Riley Brace of Mississauga, and Philip Lane of Brampton. Signal travels to Plymouth tonight for 7:05. In Junior A, Burlington is in Georgetown tonight for 7:30, and in Empire B, there are no games on the schedule. A new report out of Pennsylvania alleging Jerry Sandusky is accused of even more counts of abuse. Reporter Jim Avelia has details from Penn State.
Sandusky is now under investigation in two new, very recent cases by Pennsylvania's Children and Youth Services, filed within the last 60 days. These two new cases are shocking because these children, unlike the original eight, are still minors. And if true, the crimes were reported while Sandusky was being investigated by the grand jury. A slower process rarely used in alleged pedophile cases, but one ordered by Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett, who was then Attorney General. He says if he would have arrested Sandusky immediately, as critics claim he should, it would have blown the case.
That's sports. Here's Milo Reynolds with 901X Weather.
We'll have cloudy periods throughout the afternoon today with a high of 4 degrees, dropping to minus 1 in the evening. Tomorrow morning we'll see more cloudy periods with a high of 8 degrees in the afternoon. It's currently plus 1. I'm Miller Reynolds with Steph Crozier. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.